See, Pitiji had one question. What is Anandamaya Kosha? How to resolve it? And how to resolve the each individual layer of personality in its corresponding total? Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Gananam Tva Ganapatigam Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nautibisi Dastamastoma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. We have to see Aikyam in two levels. One is the individual and total Aikyam, the oneness of the macrocosmic and the microcosmic beings, which is the Swarupam, the truth of the individual and the total being one and the same, is at one level. And another level, we have to resolve the entire Namarupa also. This Namarupa also is there, external Namarupa. So for which, it is not that easy to say suddenly the whole Jagat is consciousness. The reality otherwise, the whole universe is consciousness. It's a fact, it's a statement of fact. All that is here is consciousness. What is consciousness? The reality. So all that is here is the reality. The absolute substance. It is a statement of fact, but when we say that, if that, the statement of fact is understood by us, has been understood and assimilated, ascertained by us, then our perspective should be completely different. Our perception should be different. The perception is different, how do we know which? And then our very being will be different. Our attitude towards everything will be different. And then in that different perspective, nothing can shake a person. In spite of all the understanding, it will be there. So that unafflictedness implies one accepting the situation, everything as it is. That is possible. Acceptance of everything is possible only if there is steadfast vision, one remaining steadfast in the vision. Of that fact. So that is a very abstract thing. So it's not that simply one cannot simply say, oh, all that is here is only Brahman. So how to do that? So the mind, for the gross mind, it's very difficult. Understanding that fact, trying to understand that fact as it is, is like sitting somewhere standing underneath, the bottom of the foot of the hills and trying to leap to the peak of the hills. Imagine, even if you put your feet like this, it can go only this distance. And even if you are highly trained also, how much can you leap, jump? And for one leap, how much can you reach the peak of the mountain? Not peak of the mountain, even the half the mountain, quarter of the mountain. Even one-third of the mountain, one-tenth of the mountain. What distance can you reach if you jump from the foot of the hills to reach the top of the peak of the hill? Physically, when you have to do that, how impossible and impractical it is. The same way, it is as difficult as that to understand that all that is here is Brahman. One leap. So this is the this then to reach the peak of the mountain, you need to climb, have steps, and you have your there's a pay, no? There is a how much you can, how distantly you can keep the feet. It depends on that's okay. You can leave one step and you can leap, or how, you know, how tall you are and how healthy you are, how quickly you can go step by step. There are staircase or steps, and take a, go onto the steps and then walk through the steps. Step by step, step by step. It takes longer, but in leaping it's much quicker, but leaping is practical. But in, when you go step by step, walking, in between what has happened, even then you get tired. Even you walk through steps, you get tired. So every step now, after some distance, you have to stay, you have to look for some tree. When we go to temples in India, especially when you have to, you know, walk, go walking through the hill, Marudamalai and all, when we walk, what we do? We look for something, my God, it's very hot, we want to drink water, and we get some kind of coconut water and we drink it, and then we want to relax. If we want to sit under a tree for some time, then again we walk. You need in between the rest also. Only then the further walk is will be pleasant and possible. In between, again a small break, again you go, again a small break, again you go, and then the journey becomes so pleasant and enjoyable. At the same time, at one point, you'd have, then once you go to the peak, my God, you turn back and see, my God, where I was, and somehow walking step by step by step, and in between relaxing and having coconut water and the hot sun, and then wiping with the all, you know, we in India we do all those things. Appa, somehow, at last I've reached here. Then when we go, and somehow you go there, and then you go to the temple, and then you go into the temple, you go and have Swami Darshan Aarti, you feel really satisfied. It's worth working in the training so much. And you have Darshan. It becomes easy. The same way, this Panchakosha Prakriya, also in Vedanta Shastram, the very Panchakosha Prakriya, the method of analyzing the five layers of personality. Step by step, this itself is like, you know, going step by step to the reality. Not only are you going step by step, at the same time, you are resolving, you simultaneously you're resolving the individuality at each level. Because I am so and so. I am this much. That is so strongly rooted. So this has to be resolved, isn't it? And where all you have I-sense. I-sense is not just the only there in the mind, not just in the intellect. I-sense is only there, it's okay. I-sense is there everywhere. So you this I-sense has to be resolved. You know, I-sense has to be resolved. Then for the, but I sense has been resolved means it's directly it has to be, okay, what is this? If I ask you, what is this? A cup. What is cup? A cup is plastic. If you say, you resolve the Namarupa cup in the plastic quickly. What is I? You know, just you can you, that directly only you see only the I, like how you see only the cup. When you see the cup alone, cup is plastic. When you say, you finished. Cognitively, you have resolved the name and form cup in the plastic. You see the cup name and form physically, but intellectually you see only plastic, cognitively. Is it clear or not? But you are seeing only the cup. You have to see only the I, unmixed with anything else. Then you can say, I, what is I? Oh, I is Brahman. You can resolve it like that. But you cannot resolve like I is Brahman or I am Brahman. You cannot resolve unless it is distinguished. So, and then distinguishing means it has to be really cognitively shifted, because I is very much deeply rooted in the physical body. I sense is rooted in the physical body. I is not sitting in physical body, but I sense is sitting in physical body. I sense is really deeply rooted in the sense powers. I sense is very much rooted in our the pranas, in physiological, in all their powers of organs of action. Everywhere it is deeply rooted. So it's a cognitive shift. You have to shift it. And when you shift it also, to shift it you have to know what it is. Each layer of personality is. In each layer of personality there is I sense. That is why we call it a very personality. Therefore, and then when to shift the I from each layer of personality, each layer of personality also should be, what happened to that? Can be left here. It's not simply saying, I am the knower, the subject, the reality, the subject of knowledge. And then the body is known, so I'm different from the body. I am not the body. It's not simply saying, and what is body then? If I am not the body, then what is body then? I am not the body, fine. What is this body? Body has to be resolved as well. Okay. You are going to resolve what I, when you say what I am, when you understand, you are resolving I, isn't it? But to resolve what I am, see, to know what I am, like how I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, when you know that, you are resolving I. But to resolve the I, first of all you have to know what I am not. Is it? To distinguish the I, before resolving it, you have to say, before you say cup is plastic, to say that, you should know what cup is not also. If you simply say cup is plastic, you are all hearing my word. But if you do not know what cup is this is the cup, this is the cup, this is the cup, which is cup? So what cup is not also must be very clear for you. Only then when I say cup is plastic, you will see only this. You are not seeing anything else. Then cup is resolved in plastic. Similarly, to say Aham Brahmasmi means to know I am Brahman, you should already know what I is. To know what I is, I am Brahman, to know that, you should definitely know what I is not first. So the first step, you understand what I am not, to understand what I am not, and you distinguish the, you shift the I sense from the each layer of personality first. Is it okay? And when you shift the I sense from the physical body, okay, body is an object of knowledge, and then I am the knower, therefore I do not know yet what I am, but definitely I is not the body. That is, you know, what I is I do not know, but I is not the body. That is fine. But what he does is, but you also have to say what is body is. Because body is, you think, your own body, isn't it? Still, it is, you have to resolve this, what this body is all about. What I am, you can know later on. But what is, what I am not, you have understood. But what is body is then? You have to account for the body. What this Annamaya Kosha is? You can say it is born of food, made of food, and now sustained by food, dissolves in food, everything you can say. Therefore, it's not simply the food we eat. We have to go to the very cause of this Annamaya. Now, without going very subtly, it says, it is a gross physical body, which means, as a gross physical body, it is a live physical body, is fine. But this is also what now, nothing but modified form of food, and food is nothing but plants, and plants are nothing but elements. the earth, and earth is nothing but other elements also. Therefore, I can simply say it's a modified form of elements. It's an elemental product. I can reduce it to elements, isn't it? Elemental products. If it's elemental products, then can there be only one elemental product existing in this world? Only one elemental product is there. Is it possible? In the whole universe, only one tree is there. Then it's not ever possible. Only one tree alone is there. One physical, human physical body alone is there. One wave alone is there. One insect alone is there. Only one amoeba is. Only one elephant is. I tell you, only one tree without any other species alone is there. It's also not possible. There can never be one thing alone by itself without anything else. So if it is one elemental product, it exists as a part of the samashti, the totality of the elementals. So we analyze therefore we say every individual being, every individual layer of personality is actually can exist only as a part of the total. It is not possible for any one thing to exist independently without the totality of the same being there. So one wave alone cannot exist without other waves, without the ocean being there with other waves. For one individual wave to be there, there must be other so many waves which constitute the ocean. That is how one wave can exist. This is the existence also, law of existence, no? One wave can exist only if all other waves are there, which constitute the whole ocean. Therefore, from the standpoint of every individual wave, the total ocean full of waves is looked upon as the cause. The total ocean is looked upon as the cause from the standpoint of every individual wave. The rest constitute the total. Why? Because if the total ocean is not there, individual wave cannot be there. This is how we see why the totality is seen as a cause, individual thing as seen as an effect, is as good as an effect. Not that ocean is making the wave, not that ocean, is it clear now? Not that, but it cannot exist, it is only from the standpoint of existence. So what is that which lends existence to the individual wave? Existence of the total ocean with the rest of the waves alone lends existence to every individual wave. Therefore, every individual is responsible for what now? Somehow contributes for the existence of every other wave. You see that every individual wave as part of the whole lends existence to every other wave. You understand the mutual dependence. Once you understand this, then you can appreciate, yes, the total ocean full of waves is as good as the cause. The individual wave is as good as, every individual is as good as the effect. If that is, then you can say, what is this total now? The total gross universe. Take the total gross universe. Anything perceptible comes under gross. Therefore, this physical body is perceptible. Therefore, it's annamaya koshaha. This individual layer of personality, the gross layer of personality, being part of the total gross universe. And the total gross universe also is what now? Same. It is as good as this physical body. This physical body is as good as the gross universe. The annamaya koshaha, the vyakti, annamayaha deha is as good as the samashti sthula prapanchaha. Samashti sthula prapanchaha. Vyakti annamayaha deha. Vyakti annamayaha deha is as good as samashti sthula prapanchaha. Why? Samashti sthula prapanchaha also can be reduced to elements. Okay. Therefore, samashti sthula prapanchaha also is a gross elemental product. The product of gross elements, modified from gross elements. This annamayaha deha also is product of gross elements only. Once you say, therefore what now? Individual is total. Every individual is nothing but total. How? From which standpoint? Forms are different. Names are different. But absolutely everything can be reduced to what? The standpoint of the cause, the elements. Then in Taittiriya Upanishad, it uses the word annam. The gross matter consisting of five gross elements is said to be annam in Taittiriya Upanishad. Why? Because the food eaten also is annam. Anything consumed is annam. And anything which is taken in through any of the senses also is annam. This light is also annam because it goes in through the eyes. Any form and name is annam because it goes in through the eyes. Sound is annam because it goes in through the ears. All the five objects are also annam. Objects of perception are annam because they all enter in to your mind through the senses. Okay? Annam. And food which is eaten in, as what now? Taken in. Anything taken in is annam. The water you drink, the food you eat, the objects you perceive, all are annam. Okay? All are annam. And then, so all these, why elementals? Because all this can be reduced to what? All that is here actually. The food we eat also is what basically? The all modified form of that only. The food we eat, annam, is also basically is from the plants, and the plants are from the elements. Therefore, elements alone become the food we eat. Therefore, the total gross matter is mentioned by the term, is known by the term annam. Okay? The food we eat originally is nothing but elements. Now the elements, the gross elements constitute the gross matter. Therefore, we say the gross matter is known by the term annam. Is it clear? And this annam is also what now? Anything samashti is big, isn't it? Total is the total gross matter is big, isn't it? The totality of gross elements which constitute the total gross matter is big. Why it is big? Cause is big always, isn't it? Big. Therefore, we call annam brahma. Don't take it as other big. It is big, therefore it's annam brahma. So, samashti sthula prapanchaha, the total gross universe, the total gross universe, which is also modified form of gross elements or gross matter, is known as annam brahma. And from the standpoint of every individual being, the total gross universe is seen as a cause. And being part of the total gross universe, every individual being lends existence to every other being. Now we have to say Therefore, this individual being cannot exist independently. Individual being is looked up, individual layer of personality is as good as the effect. Total gross matter is as good as the cause. Now we say, in the effect is resolvable in cause. Therefore, this annamayaha dehaha, okay, annamayaha dehaha, now you have shifted already I sense. What is that? First you thought I am a body. Even you don't say I am a body, but the transactions, all expressions prove that we have I sense in the body. Now, through analysis, drik, drishya, viveka, prakriya, because the drishyam, I am the drik, I am, therefore this is a drishyam, I am the seer, is a seen, so I am not the, I just say Ram, not the body. You have taken the I sense, shifted the I sense, it is standing there somewhere. But this body, what this body is, simultaneously, you are resolving this body also. Oh, this physical body, don't leave it behind. I can come back and sit here. Therefore, that is what I am saying. You shift the I sense from the gross body, then again I can come back here. Before the I comes back to the body, resolve it. Don't leave the body here. Cremate it. The body is sitting there, I can come back and sit here, isn't it? Cremate it. How can you cremate? This real cremation, okay? What is that? This annamaya kosha is, not in kosha, annamaya. When you shifted the I from the physical body, the I sense from the physical body, then itself what now? It has become a kosha, it is no more atma. Annamaya atma, that understanding goes, annamaya becomes a kosha. Kosha means anatma. What is annamaya? Annamayaha now? Annamayaha dehaha is nothing but annam brahma. Annamayaha dehaha annam brahma. Like wave is ocean. You have resolved that. Now, physically body is sitting, but intellectually, the body is not there for the eye to go and sit there. You do simultaneous. Pull the eye from the body, push the body into the samashti sthulam, samashti annam, there is no more here. So I cannot come back here. Again, you can't have eye sense. See, it strengthens your understanding, isn't it? Then, once you have shifted the I sense from here, and this thulam annamaya deha also resolved in samashti annam brahma, then you are not fat, gross anymore. It's called now making the ahankara thin. I told you even when I was teaching that time, Pooja Swamiji says this. No, this big bakasura, ahankara, I sense, I am the body, that big fat fellow, you know, cannot be killed, because very, very strong. So put him, you know, make the fellow star, make him thin and thin and thinner and thinner and thinner. And when he becomes thinnest person, then easy to push him down, isn't it? The fat fellow can be pushed down. So how to make this ahankara, bloated ahankara, thin? Whenever you shift, because body is the gross, isn't it, big. So shift the essence from the body, it becomes weak, isn't it? And don't let the body be there. Simultaneously resolve, say what this body is. This body is nothing but the annam brahma. When you say, it is resolved in its samashti. Isn't it beautiful? At the same time, what happened now? Ahankara became little thin. Little thin, not very thin. Still it has to go for some more dieting. And next goes to pranamayaha. And what is pranamayaha? 10, no? Pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, together constitute the annamayaha. First you take as anna, sorry, pranamayaha atma you say. You have, it is called pranamaya atma. But again you see this, all the powers of organs of actions and all these five pranas are very much known. Which prana is not known? Your hunger is known, your thirst is known, there is no, your inhalation, exhalation is known to you. If you say don't know what is inhalation, push it for some time, don't let the air go in and you know what it, whether you know it or not. So inhalation is known, exhalation is known, your hunger is known, your thirst is known. When you say I am very very hungry, that is how you see Samana. He has already distributed all the food all over equally. Now no more food, and digestive fire disturbs you. That's called hunger is what? Oh, Samana is there. You know, and you, when whenever you have any problem also you can know. Your really your apana is not apana, also is there. All the pranas are known to you, and each power of organ of action also is known to you. Therefore you know very well this this pranamayaha dehaha, subtle pranamayaha dehaha, subtle body, part of subtle body actually is not Atma. Why? Because I itself am the knower, and then I am not the pranamayaha. I am not any of the sense organs. I am not any of the organs of actions. I am not the power in the hands. I am not the, because I know the power. I am not the power in the legs. I am not the power in my excretory organ or in reproductory organ. I am not the power in any of these organs. And I am not the, any of these physiological functions also. Therefore, they are all, I am not. This means you shifted the I from the pranamaya also. Okay, but what this pranamaya, don't leave it. The I which has been shifted, I sense which has been shifted from pranamaya may come back. Doubt, because of doubt, don't leave it here. Again, you have to resolve this also in its corresponding samashti. And you see, this is a samashti pranaha. This is a samashti pranaha called Hiranyagarbha. You should remember the three pranamayaha, annamaya, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha together constitute what? Sukshma shariram. The sukshma shariram is what? Part of the sukshma prapancha. Subtle manifest, subtle universe. So there is a totality of subtle universe, and there is an individual subtle body. The same way, like how wave and the ocean, this is a subtle also. How your pranas are invisible, imperceptible, how your mind is imperceptible, how your thoughts are imperceptible, how your powers of organs of actions, your sense powers are imperceptible, but how, but still they are understandable. Similarly, there is a corresponding subtle aspects obtaining in the entire, you know, sthula prapancha. How the subtle aspects are obtaining in this gross body, the same way there's a subtle corresponding subtle aspects obtaining in all the beings here. Samashti sthulam also. But how your own subtle aspects are imperceptible, so also the samashti subtle aspects are also imperceptible. Okay? So now you cannot see the subtle body in other person. See, I cannot see your subtle body. I cannot see my own subtle body. But I can understand my subtle body being manifest. And through the understanding of my own subtle aspects obtaining in my physical body, I understand subtle aspects obtaining in your body also. Is it clear? How do I know that you are breathing? How do I know you also must be feeling hungry? How do I, because I feel hungry, I breathe, okay, and I'm able to walk, and I know when I'm not able to walk also. So when you are able to walk, I also know what? You also have all that, isn't it? So one can understand the subtle aspects being present, manifest in all the sthula beings, in all the gross beings. Therefore, and you this pranamaya also, at least I know very well, I is not the pranamaya dehaha. And what is pranamaya? You know very well, like how the gross body is a modified form of the tamasic aspect of the gross elements actually. These are also, these karma indriyani and pranas are also elemental products only. But rajasic. The rajasic aspect of elements alone, from rajasic aspect of elements alone have become what? This powers of organs of actions and also our pranas. Straight from subtle elements, rajasic aspects alone have become. We don't need to know how rajasic aspect was and all that. How to know rajasic aspect is there? The all these, you don't see all functions which are happening, isn't it? The organs of action, the powers and the pranas, these are all the manifestations of rajasic aspect of the elements only. You know, you don't need to go to the details, but it's a corresponding samashti prana, samashti pranaha, which is also Hiranyagarbha, otherwise called Hiranyagarbha. So individual layer of personality, isn't it? The pranamayaha dehaha is also cannot exist independently. Therefore, the samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha, is as good as the cause, and vashti pranaha is as good as the effect. And samashti prana and vashti prana, all of them are what? Manifestations of just basic aspect of elements only. Therefore, we can say what now? All this vashti is resolvable in the samashti. Resolve the vashti prana in samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha. Because one individual person's breathing is happening, you cannot say, no, the whole world, only one individual man is sitting, even the ones on some island. Only one man is sitting, nobody else is here. And then he is breathing. And only his pranas are there. Can you say that? There is no sense called prana atal anywhere else. You cannot say that. This is typically, this is best example is understand. There is no such thing called existence of one wave by itself. For one wave to be there, it must be with all other waves. Doesn't matter how distantly it is from other waves. It is very much there with the waves. Similarly, this prana, samashti prana is the part of samashti prana only. When you say that, you have resolved the vashti prana also in samashti prana. Now all the essence shift, you shifted the essence, left it here to resolve the vashti's prana in samashti prana. By then the eye has jumped. Oh, I'm setting my shit here. It has gone to manomaya. Now essence is sitting where? In manomaya. Understand? Now what happens in the meanwhile? You have resolved the vashti annamayaha in samashti annam brahma. But samashti annam brahma is sitting here, isn't it? So resolve the samashti annam brahma in samashti prana. You resolve the vyashti pranamayaha dehaha in samashti prana. And then now you have what now? Samashti pranaha and samashti annam brahma. Do you get the point what I'm saying? Resolve the samashti annam brahma in samashti prana. How can resolve it? Because, how to resolve it? See, without the subtle, the gross cannot exist. The gross is pervaded by subtle. Gross is pervaded by subtle. And the subtle lends existence to the gross. Simple. then resolve the gross. Annam Brahma is irresolvable in Pranam Brahma. Pranam Brahma. Not Pranam Brahma, Samashti Pranaha, Hiranyagarbha. Okay. You resolved what now? Now the total gross universe is resolved in total the Hiranyagarbha. Not total Hiranyagarbha, the Pranam Brahma. So many resolvings, huh? Was resolved this. So many you had to resolve step by step. That's why it's like what? Like climbing carefully one step here and lift, shift the other lift the other foot and put it there and be stable, then lift it. Without making this foot stable, don't lift it. Then you will wobble. Then go to next step. Yes. Then lift this. Is it clear what I'm saying? Then where is nine now? Manomayaha koshaha. Isn't it? Manomaya. And what is manomayaha? Atma you think first. Now you have to say kosha, isn't it? What is manomayaha again? See, it's five sense powers and your mind. Together, six aspects. The emotional aspect of the mind, or otherwise called mind. Manaha plus five sense powers, six together constitute the, which are also part of subtle body, which constitute the manomayaha. Dehaha or manomayaha koshaha. But you don't see, kosha means anatma. We don't see the manomaya kosha as manomaya kosha, you see it as manomaya atma, because you think I am the, because in our transactions, in all of our expressions, there is a proof that I sense is very much there. I is identified with these thoughts and sense powers. Now, you see, which of these sense power is not known to you? Your seeing power is known, your hearing power is known, your power of smelling is known, your power of taste is known, power of touch is known. All the five sense powers are very well known to you. Therefore, you are the knower. Now you can say, I myself am the knower, and therefore all the powers are known to me. Therefore, they are all objects of knowledge. I am not the sense powers. Very clear. Your eye sense is shifted from the sense powers. And we also have a manaha. Manaha means the emotional side of the mind. You can say ignorance is known. Ignorance of whatever ignorance you know, you have. Ignorance is known. I know my ignorance. I know I'm ignorant of French. Ignorance is known. Fear is known. Fear is a thought, isn't it? Part of the mind. Your fear is known or not? Is there anybody who doesn't know fear? If you say you don't know what fear is, and you're fantastic, no way. That means you don't know, for you fear doesn't exist. even if something is there, if I do not know it is non-existent for me. There cannot be a source of pain or pleasure for you. An unknown thing is as good as non-existent. A non-existent thing cannot be a source of pain or cannot be a source of pleasure also. So if you say, oh, what is fear? I don't know what fear is. If you say, isn't it? Which means fear doesn't exist for you. Then a non-existent fear cannot be a source of pain or pleasure for you. Therefore, you know very well what fear is. You know what desire is. You know what restlessness is. You know what anxiety is. You know what jealousy is. Even though you don't want to be jealous, sometimes uncontrollably, the jealousy is, hatred is, anger is, you know, all the thoughts are very well known, which constitute the mind. The fear, anxiety, which is not known. When you see this, you can very well say, who is the one who knows these things? For whom they are all known. I am the knower. I know. I am the knower means definitely I am not any of these thoughts. So you have shifted the eye sense from all the thoughts, from the fear, from anger, they're all objects of your knowledge. You have shifted the essence from your fear, anger, anxiety, everything. I cannot be sitting there anymore. No more can there be essence. And the essence has been shifted from what? From their sense powers also. Therefore, these five sense powers and the mind, which constitute the manomayaha, manomayaha, dehaha, isn't it? And from the essence has been shifted. And once you shift the essence from this, essence goes and sits where? In Vijnanamaya Kosha. Sorry, Vijnanamayaha. But now, this Vyashti, what is this? Okay, I am not the mind, I am not the sense powers. But what this mind is? What these sense powers are? You have to resolve them, no? And you see Samashti. There's a Samashti Manaha. There's a total mind and the totality of sense powers. The each individual power has its corresponding total power. The individual power is called Indriyam. The corresponding total power is called Devata. The individual seeing power is called Chakshurindriyam. The total corresponding total seeing power is called Aryama. Aryama is called Devata. No, what is a Devata? The totality of total power. The corresponding total power of any individual power is Devata. Now you have what now? The totality of powers, isn't it? The total seeing power, totality of hearing power, all the five powers, and also mind, total mind. All these total power, Devatas put together is what? Ishvara. Okay? The totality of individual powers is Devata. Totality of Devatas is Ishvara. Totality of Indriyani is Devata, okay, and the totality of Devatas is Ishvara. Now, you see the kid. Therefore, there cannot be one mind by itself. There cannot be one individual seeing power. There can be one person's hearing power alone. It's a corresponding total power. As part and parcel of which alone every individual powers exist. It's a fact actually. It's very beautiful to analyze this. That is why there's nothing to feel proud of. This Swamiji always says, beautiful something he said before I attended this time, his Kena Bhasham class was super. I asked for the CDs for you to listen, and they were not ready. The Kena Bhasham thing, Swamiji was completely different plane. I myself felt, my God, it's very beautiful this time. Unless you see everything as Ishvara, there's no humility. I don't know the meaning of the word humility otherwise, he said. Vinayaha. People talk about, Vinayaha, humility, humbleness. Otherwise, it's a blabbering. Only then there's no, everything is Ishvara means where are you? No, that is what he said, humility. He mentioned this. So he is what is seeing now. So this Vyashti Manaha is what? Vyashti Manaha is part of Samashti Manaha. Vyashti Indriyani are Samashti Devata, isn't it? Samashti Devata is only Ishvara only. Therefore, it has to be, all the Vyashti powers have to be resolved in Ishvara. the samashti, devatas, corresponding devatas. And we say the samashti manaha is also called what? Hiranyagarbha. Samashti pranaha, samashti manaha, samashti vijnanam is also called Hiranyagarbha only. All the three together. That is why Hiranyagarbha is said to be samashti sukshma prapancha, a total subtle universe. Now you resolved the vyashti manomayaha dehaha in samashti manaha Hiranyagarbha. I got it? And now you have to do what? The samashti prana also has been resolved in samashti manaha. I got it? Samashti prana is resolved in samashti manaha. Why? Because manaha, even though prana is subtler than the gross, but manaha and sense are subtler than even the prana, samashti prana. Therefore, samashti prana has to be resolved in samashti manaha. See, mind, if we analyze this, take the individual mind, individual prana. See, mind cannot function if the energy is not there in the body. You faint. But prana cannot exist independent of the mind. If the mind is not there, prana cannot be there. That is why whenever the mind leaves alone, prana leaves. Who leaves? Why prana leaves? Because mind leaves. Prana can never exist independently without the mind. If the mind alone leaves in keeping with part of the karma, the prana sits here, the body will be alive. In coma, you know that? That's why mind leaves, prana has to leave. The fact is, pranas cannot exist independently without the mind. Is it clear? Therefore, we should resolve the samashti prana in samashti mana. Nothing is done physically here. Every step you are resolving everything is corresponding totality and the corresponding total in its own cause cognitively. Intellectually you are resolving it. Then where is the eye sitting now? Vijnanamayaha. You think Vijnanamayaha, Atma. Isn't it? Because I am the, because you have eye sense in, don't say it actually, but there is I sense in your intellect. This Vijnanamayaha again is consists of what now? Six aspects like intellect and the sense powers. The sense powers are seen with the mind, seen associated with the intellect also. Why? Because sense powers have to be associated with the mind as well as the intellect. Because first, the sense powers perceive the objects. And they inform, they send the report to the report. Then the knowledge takes place. Perception results in cognition, knowledge. When the knowledge is there, knowledge alone, knowledge of what is alone can trigger the desire. Then the desire arises. For the desire to arise, isn't it? There must be knowledge. For knowledge to be there, perception should be there. I come to go to the kitchen, see the coffee powder. There is coffee powder available. Then let me drink the coffee. Desire comes. Therefore, sense powers are associated with the mind and also with the intellect. Is it clear or not? Do you see the Sundilama? Get it? Now we see this, what is this intellect? Okay, understanding takes place of things. Okay, perception takes place. when the, you know, the sense powers are active and the cognition, knowledge, understanding and resolve and these various thoughts, various states of mind constitute the intellect. And can this intellect be alone? Is there an individual's intellect existing by itself? The individual itself is not just the intellect, isn't it? Individual itself is a composition of many aspects. A tree means that the tree is not just the trunk alone, or not the branch alone. All many aspects together constitute the tree. Like that, many aspects already together form the individual. So here you talk about the intellect, which is one of the aspects of the individual, human being. And this intellect, is it that one human being's intellect sitting separately? No. See, the whole individual being, which is a composition of many aspects, can be there only as part of its corresponding totality. Therefore, there is samashti vijnanam, which is also what? Hiranyagarbha. Understand now? Total intellect, total intelligence, and the sense powers. Then you resolve I already told you the sense powers, how you resolve it. Because every individual power is called Indriyam, and the totality of Indriyani is called Devata, and all the Devatas just together constitute Ishvara, therefore, and the intellect also, individual intellect has to be resolved in Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha. So Samashti Vijnanam, Samashti Pranaha, Samashti Manaha together constitute what? One Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, total subtle universe. So individual subtle body is what? No, part of the total subtle universe. Now you resolve what simultaneously? There is no more samashti prapancha, samashti annam brahma is no more. It is already resolved in samashti prana. Samashti prana is resolved in what? Samashti manaha. Now samashti manaha also has to be resolved now, isn't it? Resolved in samashti vijnanam. And samashti vijnanam also needs to be resolved. Samashti Vijnanam has to be resolved. Before then, I have shifted the I sense from Vivashti Vijnanamaya Kosha. Isn't it? Now, I myself am the knower, different from the intellect, different from the knowledge, different from understanding, different from, because the knowledge, perception, cognition, all are objects of my knowledge. My knowledge is an object of my knowledge. Perception is object of my knowledge. Cognition is object of knowledge. Clarity is object of knowledge. Confusion is also object of knowledge. Therefore, now what is this? Samashti. Now, okay, we can resolve it. Now, where is the I now? What is left now? Left behind, isn't it? It is all the Vijnanam also. Now, when this intellect, mind, the sense powers, the pranas, all the subtle aspects, all of them are now, even including the physical body, are as good as non-existent for you in deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, is there the physical body for you? It is there. It is as good as non-existent. Are there pranas? No. Are there sense powers? No. Is there perception, cognition, knowledge? No. That means what happened to all of them? They're all as good as resolved. And all of them are as good as resolved in deep sleep state. Are you there or not? I am. But do you know you are? No. This is what we say, Anandamayaha Koshaha. What is Anandamayaha Koshaha? Actually, Anandamayaha Koshaha. To understand that, you have to understand, analyze the deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, being not knowing one's own existence. I am. I do not know. When you do not know your own existence, and where's the question of your knowing others' existence, the universe is. There is no knowledge I am. There is no knowledge the world is. This knowledge that I am, the knowledge the universe is being not there, is called total ignorance. This total ignorance is there or not? Is there. How do you say it is there? Because it is known. Total ignorance is there or not. In waking, there is no total ignorance. But in deep sleep state, there is total ignorance. To understand what total ignorance is, you have to analyze the deep sleep state. What is total ignorance? I don't even know I am. Not only I do not know I am, I do not know the universe is also. When this knowledge is not there, the knowledge being, I don't want to say absence, okay? The knowledge being not there, I don't want to say absence of knowledge. It's wrong because knowledge is very much there. This knowledge being not manifest, okay? The knowledge is, the Shastram says, knowledge is manifest. When the knowledge is not there, knowledge is not manifest. Knowledge being there is seen as manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge being there is seen as knowledge being pure. Is it clear now? You have to understand manifestation of knowledge and pure knowledge. Is it clear? Which means the knowledge is not manifest that I am, and then there's a division also is there. I am this. I am universe is. This universe is. I this. Subject, object, division also is manifest only when the knowledge is manifest. Is it clear or not? That's why in deep sleep state, there's no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the universe is. Therefore, division also is not manifest. There's no division. There's no multiplicity. There's no plurality. There's no duality. I must be there. This must be there. Then duality. Division must be there. Then duality. Isn't it? In deep sleep state, there's no duality. There's no multiplicity. There's no plurality. There's no division. There is no... Why? Because the knowledge is not manifest. So knowledge being not manifest is what now? The knowledge being not there is what now? Not half, only if you do not, if you say, I do not know I am, but I know the universe is. You don't know that also. Therefore, knowledge is total. The ignorance is total. This total ignorance, can you draw and show? Can you define? You can just say, my God, I cannot, I am inexplicable. Can you explain how total ignorance is? Explain. But you know, all of you know very well what total ignorance is. total ignorance is very, very well known to you when you analyze your deep sleep state, but you cannot explain at all. Can you explain how total ignorance is? Try. That is why Shastram is anirvachaniyam, inexplicable, understandable but non-explicable, isn't it? Anirvachaniyam. Beautiful. Every word you have to see carefully. The knowledge is not, the total ignorance is known, isn't it? What is the knowledge being not manifest is what now? Total ignorance. Is it clear? Therefore, and not manifest means what? That is what? Knowledge being not manifest is total ignorance. Therefore, we call it what now? Avyaktam. I'm going every word I'm telling. I'm so clear, beautiful, isn't it? Avyaktam. Avyaktam means unmanifest. What is it? Inexplicable. Anirvachaniyam. Anirvachyam. What is ignorance, first of all? Sanskrit, avidya. Moola avidya. Why moola avidya? Because this ignorance, is it created by anybody? Who creates this ignorance? Yes, ignorance is. Therefore, this is called moola, anadi. This total ignorance, which is very much known to you, you cannot say, no, no, there is no such thing, total ignorance at all, you cannot say. Can you say that? It is very much there. Why? You are experiencing it. You are objectifying it, isn't it? You know, every day you experience it in deep sleep state. You know what total ignorance is. So total ignorance is known to you. Total ignorance is known to you. But it is not explicable. You know why? How? And therefore it is anirvachaniyam. It is ignorance, therefore it is avidya. It is uncreated, therefore it is anadi. Okay? Anadi. Anadi means uncreated, beginningless. Isn't it? Beginningless. And then, in that there is no division also. The unmanifest, knowledge being unmanifest is total ignorance, because avyaktam, okay, avyaktam, because avyaktam, I have used all the words. Now we say, the total ignorance, there is no division. Whenever you are experiencing total ignorance, only through deep sleep state you understand. Whenever total ignorance is experienced, you cannot say, I experienced total ignorance, I also saw Krishna Kumarji. No. I also saw something. Not at all. When there is deep sleep state means, you can experience only total ignorance. Deep sleep state itself is a state of experience, isn't it? In that, when you are experiencing total ignorance, are there divisions? Divisions are not there. Therefore, nothing can, divisions must be there for you to be able to distinguish them, isn't it? Distinguishing also is not possible. Like what? Suppose if you see the flower, you can say, well, oh, this is yellow in color, and these are the petals, these are the leaves, this is a stalk. You are able to differentiate. So differentiation, distinguishing, differentiation is possible only when there are divisions, divisibility. Divisibility will be there only when there is manifestation. In manifestation, there divisions are possible. Therefore, divisibility is, therefore, distinguishing is possible. differentiating is possible. In total ignorance, there are no divisions, there is no manifestation. Therefore, nothing can be differentiated. You yourself are not there. I am, I itself is not there. I itself is not there. And where is the question of differentiating? You must first say, I am. You have to jump and say, I am here. Then you can say, this is, human beings are, animals are, plants are, you are here. Etc. You can talk about, who is the one who has to talk about? I. I has to be there. I itself is not there. Where is the question of resolve, isn't it? Pointing out, this is there, that is there, other people are there. Therefore, in total ignorance, you know, being the knowledge being unmanifest, it's avyaktam. In avyaktam, when everything is unmanifest, the distinguishing or differentiation also is not possible. Therefore, it's also called avyakritam. The total ignorance is called avidya, mula vidya, anadi, because beginningless. It is avyaktam, because knowledge being unmanifest is called total ignorance. And in that condition, everything is undifferentiated, so it's avyakritam. It is inexplicable, therefore it's anirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam, avyaktam, avyakritam, anadi, avidya. Got it? Now, this total ignorance, don't take it for granted, is known, isn't it? Which is the sleep, which is a state of mind, we say, isn't it? And that is called subtle, that is called power. This total ignorance is called power. It is the subtlest matter. The matter cannot be reduced to anything other than this total ignorance. How thin it is, how thick it is, can you talk about it? People talk about the, you know, subtle energy and all that. Anything perceptible is grosser. Without using any instrument of knowledge, you are perceiving it. That is the subtlest. How to know? This total ignorance is the subtlest matter. When you talk about any energy, it is perceptible. Isn't it? Eyes is available for thought perception, it is available for sense perception. Sense perception means gross. Thought perception is subtle. But this total ignorance is not even available for thought perception. The state of the mind, isn't it? Do you get it? Very, very important lesson I am saying. Without any means of knowledge, instruments of knowledge, you know. With an employing instrument of knowledge, you know what total ignorance is. And that is the God, that is how the power is, subtlest power is. That is how subtlest power is. And that is called subtlest matter. And this total ignorance, the subtlest power, subtlest matter, which is also known to you, is taken to be, said to be the Anandamayaha Koshaha. Why? Because total ignorance is bliss. There is some sukham. The experience of total ignorance is also experience of pleasure. What experience of pleasure means what? It is not a pain. There is no pain. If there is going to be pain, we will not like to sleep then. We all like to sleep because there is no pain. We love sleep, in fact. See? If it is pain, we'll all push it. Don't come on, don't go away, don't come. But we've been before, we feel, oh, like how headache is going to come, immediately do something. Oh, I'm going to sleep now. Let me go, immediately do something. It's not a pain, it's a pleasure, it's a sukham. Why? Because, you know, you are not there. Just whenever I am, that you are not divided. In absence, when the division is not there, there is sukham. In division, there is pain. But unfortunately, it is only an experience, isn't it? Yeah, that's why it's disturbed again. Experience means it go. But this through the analysis of this experience, you are expected to. This is a window through which you are expected to understand how the totality of subtlest matter would be. It's a model. Okay? And the same is total ignorance, what you experience actually in deep sleep state, not through any instruments, not as a, isn't it? In total, with reference totality of the universe, is said to be the Maya. What is Maya? How do you understand? What is Maya? Total power. Power of the reality. What is the power of reality? It's the subtlest matter. How do you understand how it is? Only through the analysis of your deep sleep state, by understanding what is total ignorance is. So, this is called Anandamaya Koshaha, because this is also object of experience. This total ignorance is object of experience. The experience itself is object of experience, isn't it? How do you know that? Because you talk about it on waking up means it is an object of experience. So you are the experiencer, knower, different from the known experience. The very experiencer is different from the very experience. Is it clear? But is the distance between the experiencer and the experience? What is the distance? There's no distance. Is it clear? Therefore, this is said to be what now? Anandamaya Kosha. So, Anandamaya Kosha, where has to be resolved? Samashti Maya. Anandamaya Kosha is nothing but Maya. Like, there's total ignorance of individual person alone cannot exist by itself. No, only I have total ignorance, you know. Nobody else has no total ignorance. Okay, there cannot be totality of ignorance, only an individual mind. The ignorance, the totality of ignorance is what? No, the totality of total ignorance is there, which is otherwise called Maya. Totality of total ignorance. You should know first of all what is total ignorance. Then you can say, isn't it? Even totality means it is not even divisible. You cannot talk about totality. Why? Because you can just say Maya. Like here you can talk about totality of powers because it is manifest, divisible. Whereas the individual, you can't have a totality of the total ignorances. You cannot talk about. Why? Because total ignorance itself is what? Indivisible. Therefore, you can just say Maya. It's a power. One indivisible, undifferentiated, beginningless, inexplicable power of consciousness is Maya, which is the subtlest power or subtlest matter. Now, the vijnanamaya, samashti vijnanam, the whole Hiranyagarbha. You already resolved the samashti annam brahma in samashti prana, samashti prana in samashti manaha in samashti vijnanam. Now we can say samashti annam is called what? Virat. Samashti annam is called what? Virat. And Virat is resolved in what? In whom? Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Now Hiranyagarbha is to be resolved in what? Ishwara. Maya. Maya. Now you are resolving the samashti sukshma prapancha along with samashti sthula prapancha is to be resolved in Maya. In deep sleep state, when everything is not really resolved, as good as resolved, what is there is only total ignorance. In the same way, when the whole universe is resolved, what will be there, what, no, is only Maya. What is a Maya? Same, understand now, the power. Will there be something when something is not there? Yes. In deep sleep state, your body is not, your pranas are, nothing is there, still there is something, isn't it? Total ignorance. Then you have to say what? In deep sleep state, all is sthula, sukshma, sarirani, the gross and subtle bodies are as good as resolved. What is there then? Only avidya, isn't it? You experience it's anandamaya kosha. Then this vyashti anandamaya kosha is resolved in what? Maya.
So you don't say samashti maya, just maya.
Yeah. This is samashti, because you can talk about samashti only if its divisivity is there. Divisions are not there. Anandamaya kosha is resolved in Maya, because Maya and Anandamaya Kosha, just to understand. And you resolve the already, this Hiranyagarbha, Virat is resolved in Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha is resolved in Maya. Now what is there? You have shifted the essence from that Anandamaya Kosha also. Why? Because Anandamaya Kosha, the total ignorance, and the which is also experience of bliss, is object of experience, and I am, I know, I had that experience. The experience is not now on waking up, but I am here. Which means, if I was the experience myself, then I wouldn't have come back. The experience is what, not different from me. Then it wouldn't have gone. It would have been, must be there now also. Experience was there before. I was there before as experiencer. I have come back to talk about my experience. My experience is not there anymore. I am waking up. Therefore, I am different from the experience. I am experiencer. Therefore, I resolved the, what now? I am different from that. I have shifted the essence from Anandamaya Kosha also. And Anandamaya Kosha is resolved in Maya. Maya is samashti. That's sorry, you say Maya, samashti, Maya. Maya is samashti. Total gross matter. It's a subtlest matter. Total power. Then samashti Hiranyagarbha is resolved in Maya. Now what has been resolved at last now? You have to say, okay, I am not any of the layers of personality. You have climbed with all difficulty. You have reached the peak of the mountain. Now you are standing there, seeing, come this far. You have to have what now? Darshanam. To walk into the temple on the top of the hill and go and see in the sanctum sanctorum Bhagavan. Yes, darshanam, isn't it? Oh, like that. And here, what am I now? I am the knower. Who? I am the knower. Who is this knower? Who the knower is? There is no knower other than consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Then you have to say one more thing. Maya is sitting there. Still Dvaitam is there, isn't it? I am consciousness finished. I has been dissolved in consciousness. But still Maya is sitting. And you have to say, Maya is nothing but the power, inseparable power of consciousness. And this power, when it is unmanifest, power is unmanifest. Power remains as consciousness. Power remains as, the power is unmanifest. Power remains as pure as consciousness. The power is manifest. The power is manifest, there is universe. Power is unmanifest, there is pure consciousness. Power is manifest, there is universe. Power is resolved, consciousness. Power is manifest, universe. Power is resolved, one indivisible, partless whole. When the power is manifest, what is that power? The power of knowledge. Okay? Don't think total against. Power of knowledge is manifest universe. Power of knowledge is, power of knowledge remains resolved, is a non-transactable, non-comprehensible, non-objectifiable, non-experienceable consciousness, existence. The power is manifest, there is experienceable, explicable, differentiatable, distinguishable, divisible, partful, whole prapancha. Big Bang. Now what is there is therefore Brahma. Consciousness. Physically, you have not resolved the divisions. Physically, you have not resolved the duality. Physically, you cannot undo the plurality, multiplicity, divisibility, differences. But you have resolved all the differences, all the divisions, distinctions, everything cognitively in oneness of reality. This is some unfoldment of the Panchakosha Prakriya. So, as I told, there is Brahman to understand that you have Karyakarna Prakriya, Srishti Prakriya. But Panchakosha Prakriya is what Brahman is. The whole prapancha is Brahman only. It's okay. But how do you understand what that Brahman is? Brahman is consciousness, existence. It is available only here in your own mind.